We have this precious human life, and it is very good that we consider this in different aspects and to think about what is the meaning of this life. What is the blessing of this life? In reality, in terms of material concerns, we really have learned a lot. For instance, fame, status, fortune, existence. Is everybody not struggling to maintain an existence? However, over and above just existing, we can really increase the blessing of having this precious human life. And if we consider this life, really, we can make it more fortunate. In terms of material concerns, really this life has provided us with sufficient. And this the material world can do. However, in terms of the state of our mind, it can bring us a lot of troubles, suffering, pressure, anxiety, and fear that we haven't resolved yet. And this aspect, how do we make this brighter with more compassion? And how can we improve in these terms or in this sense? And we can do this through practice. And what is practice? Practice is adjusting this state of mind of ours. Transform our mind into a purer, a healthier state. We often consider the state of our physical health. However, how often do we consider the state of health of our mind? Sometimes we just think, oh, these emotions are just this way. And how often do we really think to question this? People do go to psychologists and psychiatrists and they meditate, and this is very helpful. We have this body and our mind, and they are two different things. They are intimately working together. Have you ever noticed some people are physically healthy and mentally healthy? Other people may be physically healthy, but not in a good state of mind. It is important that we take care of both our physical health and our mental health. And in order to transform our mental health and look after it, we can use the Dharma, use compassion and wisdom to transform this mind of ours. And use these methods to transform these hurtful, harmful, unhappy, afflictive emotions. And what this is just a change of the way we are thinking. We don't have to change our way of living. And just by transforming this mind of ours, really, we can become more fortunate and happy. If we have a type of thinking and we're attached to it, we're not able to transform it, it can affect our work and can affect our whole life. The event has already passed. However, the emotion, the thinking, is still stuck within one's mind. And how do we resolve this? And once we have resolved it, then all of this joy can come back again. The event, whatever happened, has already passed. However, what hasn't passed is our holding on to our emotions. How do we do it that these emotions don't affect us, that we can resolve them? If we don't, what happens is there is an event that happens, this passes. However, what still influences us is these emotions. It affects our happiness, it affects our life, it affects our work, it affects our relationships. As soon as we think about what had happened, then we're not happy anymore. And when we're not happy, what does it do? It affects our life. And this is not a problem with the material world. This is a problem with the state of our mind being unhappy or unhealthy. And many people in the world are living like this, and they don't have any method to resolve this. What everybody has learned is regarding the material world. However, the state of our mind, we can improve this also. And then we can really be clear of whatever's happening in our life. And not only that, we can pass through these problems and we can let them go. And if we can let go of these emotions, these thoughts about what has happened in the past, then the road ahead is clear, it's luminous, it's open. There's nothing obstructing our state of mind. So what is practice is to transform these afflictions, to purify these afflictions. And then through the practice, whatever's happening, we can still maintain a pure, clear state of mind. All phenomena are impermanent, are changing, and we can't control this. However, the one thing that we can control is the state of our mind. All the things around us can change whenever they want to change. What won't change is our state of mind. Whatever's happening in terms of the changes of phenomena, my mind will remain stable. And this through practice, through meditation, every one of us is able to achieve. And then whatever's happening in our world, it's not going to affect our mind. And even if we have occasional negative emotions, they're not going to have such a great influence over us. Just like on our mobile phones, we may put a screen to protect our mobile phones. Same too, this will help to protect our state of mind. If our mind is stable, if it is healthy, then irrespective of what is happening in the external world, we'll be able to maintain a healthy state of mind. And the happiness that comes from this far exceeds the happiness we may just receive from the material things in this world. From this we see that practice is to help us to have a much healthier approach in all aspects of our life. In a healthier way, we will be able to do our work and be able to practice and follow the path of the Dharma. And through this, we'll be able to, in a more stable and healthier and happier way, be able to carry out the activities that we came to this world to do, to perform our responsibilities. Practice really is not going to make us get lost or confused. Practice is there to help us in terms of what we are doing for practice, for work in our daily life, and we can then carry out our activities more efficiently and effectively. It will help for us to improve, to increase our wisdom. Why is it that we see that people have many things they're not able to see, they're not able to consider, and then they act, and what happens, what follows, is all kinds of difficulties and problems? Because our mind doesn't settle down, we're not able to see clearly what we are doing. And then we move forward, and then we have this problem, and then we have that problem. And for problems to arise is normal. However, what is so difficult, what we aren't able to accept, is the suffering related to it. And then again and again and again we go down the wrong path. And we do the same thing again and again and again in our life. And so the time in our life passes. And when we leave this world, no matter all the clothes, however much we have eaten, we are not going to take it with us. Everyone dies. Who doesn't die? And when we die, what can we take with us? Even this body of ours is going to end up in the grave or the crematorium. The only thing that we will be able to take with us in this life is the merit that we generated during this lifetime. This will be imprinted within our mind stream, and so too the negative karma that we have generated in this life will continue us revolving around in samsara. This we can't change. Irrespective of how much we are attached, we compete, we fight, we pursue, we desire. None of it is ours. We may need a few decades of guarantee, however, we don't need a few centuries of guarantee. We really only have a few decades in this human life. And irrespective whether you are willing to leave this world or unwilling to leave this world, still we're going to have to leave this world. This is the natural law of things. And so really think about that last stage of our life. We won't be able to take anything with us. All the things that we have done and achieved have resulted in what? All those things that we think are so important, that is so important, this is so important, at the end of the day, isn't important at all. What is so important is still to come. The suffering of old age and the suffering of death, these are big sufferings. Really, we should think about how do we resolve these, because we're definitely going to die. And then, as we may experience this old age, how will we handle this? What can we do? And we will definitely face death, so how will we deal with death? What can we do? Are there methods to help us with, in terms of the state of our mind, to face death? There are methods within the Dharma. Birth and death are just a natural progression. And those that are Dharma practitioners don't have suffering at the time of death. And for great practitioners, it's really an opportunity to attain liberation and enlightenment. They can go to Nirvana. They don't have to experience the lower realms, the animal realm. So we can say that we have birth and death. And we can also say that we don't have birth and death. In terms of our body, there is birth and death. However, in terms of our mind, there is no birth and death. In terms of the mind, there is either enlightenment or there is samsara. And so we can say there is birth and death. However, in terms of the mind, there is no birth and death. I sometimes say there is no birth and death for people. And people say, huh? How can you say that? If we're looking in terms of our mind, it continues. There is no birth and death. However, if we're looking in terms of our body, then there is birth and death. What the mind can do is attain enlightenment.